KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Just after 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today at a high near 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, changes now give the parents of prospective and current college students more time to file the information for the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Iowa College Aid spokesperson Elizabeth Cedrill says,
"The FAFSA is really the gate toward any financial aid that you might get for college. It's required for the Pell Grant, for some federal loans, and even for about half of the state grants and scholarships that are available in Iowa. So this is your first step. If you're looking at getting help paying for college, FAFSA needs to be the first thing that you do."
The filing window opened at the start of this month, and Cedrill says you should get it done as soon as you can.
"The advantage to filling it out now is that you're not going to be rushed. You know, we're coming up on a really busy season for a lot of people. And for a lot of colleges, the deadline to get the application in for their financial aid is as early as March 1st. So if you get it done now, you're not going to be scrambling at the beginning of next year, coming right out of the holidays, to get that done in time for the deadline."
In the past, you had to wait to file FAFSA until January 1st, and you needed current tax information.
Now, with the window opening earlier, they're letting you use what they call prior year taxes. And simply put, it means that to file your FAFSA for the 17-18 cycle, you can use your 2015 tax data. So everybody should have that in hand by now.
Some students may think their parents make too much money for them to qualify for any aid. Cedrill says that shouldn't keep you from filing.
Everyone should file. No one should assume that they are not going to qualify for aid. Something like 85% of people who file find out that they're eligible for some kind of aid to pay for college. And it doesn't cost anything to file the FAFSA. For most people, it takes under half an hour. So you're really out nothing if you should turn out to be in that very small minority who doesn't get any aid. But for most people, it turns out to be more than worth it.
She says go to FAFSA.gov to file. And if you have any questions or want some tips, you can go to the Iowa College Aid website at iowacollegeaid.gov. New and returning college students also need to file.
The FAFSA is not a one-and-done deal. You do have to file a FAFSA for every single year in which you hope to qualify for aid. So if you're a freshman in college this year, yep, you're going to have to do it again this cycle.
Cedrill says the FAFSA is free, just like the name says, and you should avoid any websites that want to charge you to file. The Creston Police Department reports a Union County man was arrested Thursday afternoon in Creston on two Union County warrants for failure to serve jail time on original charges of theft in the fifth degree and driving while barred, and on a new charge of theft in the fourth degree. 29-year-old Andrew Clark Moffitt of Murray was arrested at around 5 p.m. on Thursday in the 800 block of West Taylor Street in Creston. Moffitt was brought to the Union County Jail and held a $1,000 bond in association with his latest charge, and to serve the remainder of his sentence as called for in the warrants. A man serving a 25-year sentence out of Blackhawk County for first-degree burglary and possession of a firearm was reported as escaped Thursday after he failed to return from a work release facility. 25-year-old Armando Adame III was transferred to the Waterloo Work Release Facility in June under authority of the Iowa Board of Parole. Adame is a white male, 6 feet tall, with black hair, brown eyes, and tattoos on his back, left and right calves, chest, left hand, and left wrist. He also has scars on his back, left forearm, right hand, neck, left and right shoulders, and he weighs about 177 pounds. You can see his picture under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you know of Adame's location, call the Waterloo Police Department, Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office, or your local law enforcement agency. A Des Moines hospital says a pharmacy tech has admitted that he removed a potent painkiller from hundreds of vials and replaced it with a saline solution. Unity Point Health Des Moines spokeswoman Amy Varco says Methodist Medical Center contacted 731 patients after learning of the tampering, saying they may not have received full doses of fentanyl. Varco said Thursday the hospital believes about 250 vials were affected. She said she doesn't know how many of the patients contacted received vials containing saline, and the patients are not in any danger. The tech has not yet been arrested, and Varco said she doesn't know what he did with the fentanyl. The Drug Enforcement Administration is investigating. The Associated Press left a message for the federal agency. It has not received comment. The Iowa State Patrol reports one person died and two others were injured during a crash Thursday night in northern Iowa's Butler County. A 2004 F-150 pickup was traveling east on County Road C-33, about a mile east of Willow Avenue, when the vehicle drifted off the road and into the south ditch where it struck a box culvert. The driver of the pickup, 44-year-old Matthew DeWitt of Shell Rock, and a passenger, 28-year-old Andrew Baker of Waverly, were injured. Baker was not wearing a seatbelt. Both were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Waverly. A second passenger, 41-year-old Jeffrey DeWitt of Shell Rock, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the hospital. The accident, which happened just after 7 p.m. Thursday, remains under investigation. Three people from Texas were injured during a collision early this morning in central Iowa's Warren County. The State Patrol says a 2017 Toyota RAV4, driven by a man from Des Moines, had struck a deer on southbound I-35 and was disabled in the left lane. A 2014 Nissan Versa, driven by 47-year-old Gerardo Lara of Amarillo, Texas, hit the Toyota in the rear. Lara and his passengers, Michael Halster of Amarillo and Juan Solis of Roscoe, Texas, were injured and transported by Norwalk EMS to a Methodist hospital. The accident happened at around 1 a.m. Authorities are crediting a man for stopping a freight train before it plowed into a vehicle that moments before had crashed onto railroad tracks. A woman was driving Monday morning on the road in Moreland, just west of Fort Dodge, when she fell asleep. The sport utility vehicle she was driving veered into a ditch, rolled, and landed on its wheels on adjacent Union Pacific Railroad tracks. Webster County Sheriff's Lieutenant Kevin Cruz says two people witnessed the crash, while one called 911 and the other ran down the tracks and warned an approaching train. The crew managed to stop before it hit the SUV. The driver suffered minor injuries and was taken to a hospital for further tests. Linn County authorities say a woman injured when her car rammed into a school bus has died. The sheriff's office said the car ran into the rear of the bus, which had stopped to let off a student, at around 3:45 p.m. Monday near Springville. One of the six students on the bus was taken to Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Cedar Rapids. The bus driver and remaining five students were not hurt. The sheriff's office identified the car's driver as 26-year-old Molly Zelinskas of Dubuque and said she died from her injuries at St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids. And officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety report one person has been arrested in connection to the June 29th robbery of a bank in Fort Madison. 56-year-old Kenneth Lilly of Fort Madison was arrested on charges that include aiding and abetting and robbery in the first degree, which is a felony, punishable by up to 25 years in prison. Lilly was taken into custody following an investigation of the robbery of the Fort Madison Bank and Trust. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation, the FBI, Iowa State Patrol, Lee County Sheriff's Office, DNR, and the Lee County Attorney's Office. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.